Log Talk Radio.
I'm Supal Reed, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. I'm one of the students, lead students, along with me, Cartrell of New York City. And we're here to help clear up some things and give you some perspectives. And to help you in your studies so you can gain that devotion that was alluded to in the song. And what we try to do on the Real Talk for Real People show is give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and how what's pivotal in any relationship, or with the Almighty, anybody else for that matter, is having a constructive relationship. How that relationship can work in your benefit, and if you have a non-constructive and toxic relationship with the great I Am, how they can have a negative impact upon your relationship with Him. And that applies also in regards to one another. Because we don't have any constructive relationships. None whatsoever. We have harsh part mismatch. Because we have harsh part mismatch. Because we don't apply what Yah says in accordance to relationships. We have these shifty things we call relationships. And that is an important reason why you should do your studies also. If you want an improved relationship under these circumstances. And so also that would apply to strangers. Because we don't have a relationship with the Most High, constructive relationship with each other. And surely you can expect with strangers also. So if you really want to know how to have constructive relationship and how to make those relationships work for you instead of own you, stay with us. We'll help you get there. Now, Cartrell and I, we can lead a horse to the water, but we can't make a drink. Meaning, you must apply these things to your own lives. We can only show you. And I'd like to make an announcement. Abia of New York City, she's our record keeper, I like to say, on the Real Talk for Real People show. I keep in constant communication with her on a daily basis, make sure she's okay. And she appears to be okay. She appears to be in good spirit. She's okay. I told her a joke about a rat, and she laughed. Hey, don't worry about the rat. You didn't know him. He just said he's being. And it tickled her fancy about being. But she's doing okay. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And she's with us. And I just wanted to inform everybody, if you're concerned about it, and you should be. Praises to the Most High, she's doing okay. And, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary. There's so much going on, contemporary subject matters. Afghanistan, they're pulling out of Afghanistan, internationally speaking, and the Taliban are doing what they do best. The situation in South Africa, and there was a leader in South Africa. He told his people, you know, just like Donald Trump did, get up with him. And so they got up with him and stealing everything that was they couldn't nail down and whatnot, so they had to bring back the troops. Cuba do what Cuba do, you know, in Cuba. But, you know, they're not used to people being on the streets in Cuba. They sort of keep that tamp down. But the Cubans are on the street, and they're tired of the lack of medicine and lack of food staples in their stores and so on and so forth. And they are irate over it, and they're in the streets. And let me see. Yeah, last but not least, Joe Biden gave a speech today for you voters out there. You so-called black voters. Now, you put him in office, and you have some concerns. You voiced your concerns to him. You said, you know, we need him vote. We need to vote, Joe. You need to stand up for it, Joe. He gave a lukewarm response in his speech about the voting that you love so much that never gets you anywhere. He gave a lukewarm response. Well, you know, You Republicans ought to be ashamed of yourselves. They ain't show no shame yet. Yeah. ain't smoking Joe. Just cause you get up there and say you Republicans, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I tell you what, my dear brothers and sisters, you voters, don't hold your breath, okay? Smoking Joe ain't about to give you much, okay? He gonna give you what he wanna give you. He better lack it. All right, I'm gonna bring my brother and friend on Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Sister Abia, glad to hear that you're doing well. Brother Yam Sufari, may the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you, brother. How you feeling, Kadre? You sound a little under the weather.
No, I'm good. The weather is under the weather here in New York. It's been raining and really. I take that as opposed to that.
Oh, okay.
150 heat in the west.
Oh, okay. Got you, brother.
But yeah, Smoking Joe, you standing up for the people.
Mm-hmm. Promises.
They ain't about to give us nothing. They ain't about to give us no kind of power in America, or worldwide, for that matter. Which is why they took the president of Haiti out. You know, they want to keep us under their foot.
So exactly.
We have to turn to the spiritual powers that we do have.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, world's on fire. You know, all kind of stuff going on. Besides what you mentioned in Cuba and South Africa, and where else you mentioned?
Afghanistan.
Taliban taking over Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the world's in trouble, man. We need our creator to straighten everybody out.
Real talk, brother. Real talk. All right. If Kadri is done with his commentary, I certainly am. We are. Move right into our studies then.
And no doubt.
Thank you, Cadrio. And chapter 16 of First Chronicles. And the Ark of the Covenant has been transported by way of the Levites by proper manner of transportation. And it goes as such. They brought the Ark of Yah and set it up inside the tent of the tabernacle. You know, when we were in the wilderness, you know, it was a temporary arrangement. And it's still a temporary arrangement, although it's inside the city walls. But still the temporary setup is in play. That came
down. It's like 400 years old now.
Exactly. You ain't lying. King David pissed for it. And then they sacrificed burnt offerings. Offers a way of being before Yah. When King David finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and the offerings of way of being, he didn't do it per se, but he had it done. He blessed the people in the name of Yah. You got to bless people in the name of Yah. If the king can do it, you ought to do it too. He blessed the people in the name of Yah. And also, along with that, in conjunction with that, you got to give somebody something, a little something, something. If you got a little something to give. And he distributed to every person in Israel, man and woman alike. He gave each of them a loaf of bread, a cake made in a pan, and a raisin cake. He appointed Levites to minister before the Ark of the Covenant, to invoke, to praise, and to install Yah, the Elohim of Israel. Now Asaph, the chief, Zechariah, second in rank, Jeliel, Shemariah, Jeliel, Mattathiah, Elab, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, we know about him, and Jeulo with harps and lyrics, and Asaph sounding the cymbals. And Benaniah and Yahaziel, the priest, were trumpeters regularly before Yah, before the Ark of the Covenant of Yah.
Then on that day, King David first commissioned Asaph and his kinsmen to give praise to the Elohim. And here how the praise went. He commissioned them to do this. And here's what they wrote in praise Yah. I mean, you write your own praise, as long as in accordance with Yah, if you want to. If you want to sit down, you want to pray to Yah, I know I'm going to do it myself. I don't write them. I know I'm just saying them, you know, what I'm praising Yah for, you know, as long as you praise Yah properly, okay? Praise the Elohim. Yeah. What's that, Cartier?
King David wrote it.
Oh, did he? Well, it says King David first commissioned Asaph and his kinsmen to give praise. So I guess he gave him this to give praise after what he written. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, they sing it. They sing it.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Praise the Elohim. Call on his name. Proclaim his deeds among the people. Sing praise unto him. Speak of all his wondrous acts. All of them. Exalt in his holy name, not in yours. Let all who seek the Elohim rejoice. Turn to Yah, to his might. Seek his presence continually. Remember the works he has done, his portents, and the judgments he has pronounced, O offspring of Israel, his servant. All you offspring of Israel, or his servant, O descendants of Yaqub, all of you, his chosen ones. He is Yah, I-L-O-M. His judgments are throughout the earth, no matter they lack them or not. Be ever mindful of his covenant, which we didn't. Thus we are in the situation we find ourselves in as I speak. The promise he gave for 1,000 generations. Not one, 1,000 generations. As long as we carry ourselves in accordance with their covenant, their contract, their codification, their blueprint that he made with Abraham. Swore to by Isaac and confirmed in a decree by Yaqub. For Israel, has an eternal covenant. Think about that. I want you to think about something. Now, the covenant is going to be eternal irregardless. Now, if you go along with the program, I'm talking about relationships. It's going to work for you. You don't go along with the program, it's going to go against you. Now, wouldn't it be incumbent upon you to ensure that you're going along with the codification, the blueprint, so the relationship can work in a constructive manner for you, than going against you, and it's still going to override and cover you anyway? I think it would be quite imperative. And that's what we said at the beginning. To have a constructive and positive relationship with the great I am. Knowing it irregardless of the fact. How you come about, that covenant is going to be over you. Anyway, now. It would have been much more better, my dear brothers and sisters. And we'd have went along with the program. But being as in now, we have brothers and sisters who like to do their own thing. Costing us, and still costing us. That's why it's quite imperative to have a constructive relationship with Yah. And what I mean by that, learn to follow the codification. Learn to respect the contract. Learn to follow the blueprint. And what you all be doing, if you fail and neglect to do so, personally speaking, and you realize that our foreparents have neglected to do so, is what the Most High required of you in that contract. You didn't read the small print? Here's a small print. When your forefathers and foremothers turn away from the covenant, the contract, the blueprint, no matter what he did to them and is doing to you, he left codification, which is ask for forgiveness for your foreparents, what they did to me. Well, first, turn to me. Ask for forgiveness for what your foreparents did to me, breaking the contract. Then ask for forgiveness for yourself for breaking the contract. Maybe we can get something going on. But nevertheless, here's the deal. This contract gonna cover you irregardless. Now, it can work for you or it's work against you. How you want it to work? It's eternal. You can't get away from it. You can run, but you can't hide. You get shipped out the country, scattered about. It's still over you. Oh, it's true. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing to be loved so much and don't appreciate the love that you're getting. And it's costing you. Confirm in a decree by Yaqub for Israel as an eternal covenant. You can't get away from it. Saying to you, if you're doing right, I will give you the land of Canaan as your allotted heritage. You were then few in numbers, a handful, merely sojourning there, wandering from nation to nation. You were hobos, ragtag, from kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress you. He removes kings on their account, on account of you. And he said to them, do not touch my anointed ones. Do not harm my prophets. Sing to Yah all the earth, not just us. Proclaim his victory day after day, not sometime, not part-time, but day after day, all the time. Tell of his glory among the nations. It's like Cartrell and I try to do on the Real Talk for Real People show. His wondrous deeds among the people. Just like Cartrell and I try to do on the Real Talk for Real People show. For Yah is great and much acclaimed. He is held in awe by all divine beings. All the gods of the people are mere idols. But Yah made the heavens. Ain't no scientists made it. Ain't no Big Bang theory made it. Glory and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are his place. Ascribe to Yah, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to Yah glory and strength, because it's his. Ascribe to Yah the glory of his name, Yah. Bring tribute and enter before him. Bow down to Yah, majesty and holiness. Tremble in his presence, all the earth, not just us. The world stands firm. It cannot be shaken. Let the heavens rejoice and earth exalt. Let the sea and all within it thunder. The fields and everything in them exalt. Then shall all the trees of the forest shout for joy. The trees shout for joy too. Everybody doing their part at the presence of Yah. For he is coming to rule the earth, and you better believe it. Not just us. Praise the Elohim, for he is good. And here's a key component that you ought to know about him with our hard-headed self. His steadfast love is eternal. It's forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. Declare that. Deliver us, O Yah, I deliver. Grant us and save us from the nations, because they at us. Then and now, to acclaim your holy name, to glory in your praise. Blessed is Yah, the Elohim of Israel, from eternity to eternity, and everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen. Praise Yah. He left Aesop, and his kingdom is there before the Ark of the Covenant, to minister before the Ark regularly as each day required, according to the codification, as well as Obed-Edom with his kingdom. Also, Obed-Edom, son of Judithum and Hosea, as gatekeepers. Also, Zodok, the high priest and his fellow priests, also before the tabernacle of Yah at the shrine, which was at Gibeon, to sacrifice burnt offerings to Yah on the altar of burnt offering regularly, morning and evening, in accordance to the codification with what was prescribed in teaching of the Elohim, which he charged Israel. With them were Heman and Judithum and the other selected men designated by name to give praise to the Elohim. For his steadfast love is eternal, forever and forever ever. Heman and Judithum had with them trumpets and cymbals to sound, and instruments for the songs of Yah. And the sons of Judithum were to be at the gate. Then all the people went, everyone to his home, and King David returned to greet his house. Hallelujah. Godriel, what say you, my brother and friend?
Yasuf, your phone is going in and out. We didn't hear you with the last part of the 43rd voice where it says King David returned to bless his house. Are you still there?
That's it. That was the end. When I said then all the people went everyone to his home and King David returned to greet his household. That comes to conclusion. And I asked, what was your commentary?
What a powerful song that King David put together. It's
right.
Prophetic. It lets you know that Yah's covenant with the children of Israel because of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is everlasting. It's eternal, which means that the land of Canaan is going to exist forever. People think that Armageddon, World War III is going to blow the planet up. They're looking for other places to go, you know, leaving planet Earth. But Yah rules the earth, because he created the heavens and the earth. That's what he's letting everybody in the world know, including the children of Israel. And all the other gods that the nations serve did not make the heavens, and you should not be praising them. And in this song, he's giving instructions. How many instructions? Give thanks to Yah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing songs to him, talk of all his wondrous work, glory in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yah. Seek Yah in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous work that he's done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. Seed of Israel, his servant, you seed of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Yah, your Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth, not just for you, Israel, but all the earth. Be mindful of his covenant always, the words which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even the covenant which he made with Abraham, an oath unto Isaac, and have confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. And what is that? Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, which we're so far away from. And he said, but when you were for your number, and strangers in it, and when you went from nation to nation, which we continue to do, we in every nation on the planet, and from one kingdom to another people. That's why we speak French, Portuguese, English, and every other language but our own. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Now, these kings didn't cut us off completely, which is what he means. But we took the punishment because we deserve the punishment. So all the kings that punished us, like Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and the Assyrian kings and the Greek and Roman Empire, they paid the price. Why? Because Yah said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, which they did and which they continue to do.
Right.
Sing to Yah, all the earth. Now the instruction goes to everybody that's on the planet. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Anybody that's looking for salvation needs to turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, who made the heavens and the earth for the salvation that they're looking for. Declare his glory among the heathen and his marvelous works among all nations, which we're trying to do on this blog. So I don't know how many people we're reaching on the planet. I don't think we're reaching enough.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So this song is full of instructions. Yeah. On what we need to be doing.
Well, we do what we can, Contrail. We do what we can. Well,
so in actuality, this chapter is like Yah's plan. In a nutshell, this song tells you the outcome of everything. Yah's bringing judgment to the earth, and he's telling you how to receive that salvation that he intends, that judgment. How are you going to pass? You got to do good works. You got to praise Yah. You got to seek Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Godtrail.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow students, I hope you glean what Godtrail and I was trying to point out to you. Now it's up to you. You got to apply it to your life. Well, in the meantime, Godtrail is getting ready to share with you another of the lovely songs of King Dawood also. And to help enhance what you just learned. Okay? All right, Contrail.
Yes, sir. We in the, I believe, 38th song?
No. No. I think you did 38 yesterday. Oh, let me see. Let me see. Yeah. Harry seems to be on a job phone, but I think it's 39, Katya. Hold on. Let me go check the message from Harry. Yeah, Cartier is 39. Thank you, Abby.
Chapter 39.
Okay.
I know we read 37 yesterday, but anyway. We give thanks and praise for our King David. Give praise to the Most High Elohim of the universe for him, for the insight that he gives us, even in the last chapter that we read, another psalm or song that the Levites and the priests would sing to the people, to bless the people, to let the people know what was up with Yah's plan, what's on Yah's mind, and the things that we need to be doing. And in these songs is a continuation of what we need to be doing in our personal relationships with the Most High. So he said, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. So that's discipline. You got to learn to control your emotions because people can rile you to anger and you'll say anything off the top of your head out of your mouth. But you got to check yourself like he's doing. He said, I was done with silence. I ain't say nothing. I held my peace, even from good. And my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. Who's he speaking to? Yah, make me to know my end, and the measure of my days, what is it, that I may know how frail I am? Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before you. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in his vanity. Excuse me. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. So in other words, you can have all the riches in the world, Bill Gates, Rockefellers, but when you die, you don't know who's going to get that money. And now, Yah, what wait I for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou did it to me. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When thou with rebukes do correct man for iniquity, thou make his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. So Yah is going to correct you when you do wrong. And he's going to beat you up like he's beat our nation up for the wrongs that we've done. So our beauty is really gone. We're in the land of our captivity, and we think we all of that. But our real beauty is gone. It's consumed away like a moth. Hear my prayer, O Yah, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I'm a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. And we could all sign on to that. We want Yah to hear our prayer, to give ear to our cry, to not hold his peace at our tears, for we have become strangers to the Most High and sojourners. We don't know Yah, and Yah don't know us, just like our fathers. He says, oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. We need to cling on to that one too. Spare me that we may recover strength before we go hence and be no more, because we're on the brink of destruction. These people are trying to kill us. It's called genocide. And if it don't be for Yah, we're going to be out of here. So we ask Yah to hear us and spare us and help us to recover our strength, because he is our strength.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you, Godfrey. I appreciate it, brother. Fellow students, we hope that you appreciate the lessons that we brought to you. International students and our national students. And now, you know, Katria and I, we brought it to you, and that's up to you. And you got to apply it in your lives, incorporate it into your lives, your day-to-day existence. Okay? Well, Katria and I, we don't know much, but we do know this for a certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yamsouf Arif, and that was Cartrell from New York City. And here's what we also recommend with these studies, that you get you a new heart and a new spirit. It will help facilitate these studies to incorporate them into your lives. King Darwin knew that. You need to understand that also. So in your prayers tonight, ask the Most High for a heart and spirit, just like King Darwin, to help facilitate that, okay? Well, we love you. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. Shalom, and good night. I'd really love to ask. One heart.
right is holy, I'm a Gideon.